Okay, hello there today, guys. It's another time. It's time for your daily dose of trains. I have my dog Bosley here right beside me, and let's get started. Okay, first of all, robot train carries iron ore from Rio de Port. This looks pretty cool. I saw a picture of it. It's an autonomous train that carries iron ore from a mining company to a harbor. They said it's better suited for that than it is for carrying people. I would see why, because if something went wrong, you don't want people on there. You would rather have iron ore in the hoppers carrying, not passenger cars with people, because, you know, something went wrong, they could all die. Just putting it out there. But that's pretty cool. Me, myself, I have a model train layout, and I actually got it working with some solid-state relays and an Arduino. I don't remember all the parts, but I got it running on its own, and all the locomotives running on their own, without me having to control it. So, a massive engine like that must have been pretty hard to make it run on its own. I'm sure there's some sort of monitoring system for it, so you can keep it where it needs to be. But let's move on to the next one. There's a man in Iowa whose love of trains made him move a caboose into a backyard. Now, this one's pretty interesting. I see cabooses all around where I live in Arkansas and places around that where they have cabooses on little pieces of track. It's just for kids to play on and things like that. We have a Frisco caboose downtown, and, you know, you have to purchase cranes and stuff for that, and that seems like a lot of money to invest in just a caboose, just to put it in your backyard. You got to pay for the ballast and the track and moving the caboose in general. Let's go to the third one, my favorite, a flying train. This might sound crazy, but it's a genius idea. It's a plane that when it lands, instead of going to a terminal or something like that, it's got rail, or it's got trucks underneath it that can just slide onto the rails, and it can run on the rails all the way to where it needs to go. Now, I'm thinking, how do the wings I guess they'll have to clear a big old path for it to go down the rails. Well, I know it was short, but that was your daily dose of trains. Thanks for sticking around, and this is episode 3.